Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
If you do certain things, what I have on me will be on you twice as much. Mm-hmm. It's by association and by obedience. The mantle upon a leader you're under falls upon you by association and by your obedience. It says if you serve without complaint, if you be on time to serve, if the pastor asks you to do something, will you do it? If you pay your tithes and offering, if it's based on condition, people of God.
Amen.
It's by association.
Amen.
That's the second scripture right there. Let's read. Numbers 11, 16 through 17. It's the third one right here. I'm showing you all throughout the word, my God.
Amen.
Numbers 11, 16 through 17. It says, Numbers 11, 16 through 17. It says, so the Lord said to Moses, gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be elders of the people and officers over them. Bring them to the tabernacle of meeting that they may stand with you, and then I will come down and talk with you there. I will take up the spirit that is upon you, and I will put the same spirit upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you may not bear it alone.
Amen.
I'm telling you the word.
Amen.
It's by association.
Amen.
A lot of gifted people, they raise up in God, and because they got a gift, they think they got a hope.
Teach it.
There's a difference from a gift in an office. If you just got a gift and not walking truly in an office, you can destroy yourself.
Amen.
Right.
Everybody want to be something. You better know that you called. I got people right now today that was under me. And their ministries look like a busted up car. They're struggling. And I ain't saying that your ministry ain't going to struggle to birth, because we got some struggles ourselves. But one thing about us, we go through the struggle, but God giving us grace.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving us grace.
Amen.
He's giving us grace. You can tell the apostolic grace upon my life by the fruit. I got a lot of people that follow me. I walk in the apostolic grace. So it's a difference from struggling and walking in the apostolic grace and struggling and not having God's grace to walk in there. Apostle Paul struggled. He came against resistance, but he had an apostolic grace. There's some people that done started ministries that's sitting up under me, they not walking in that grace, and they struggling. There's a difference. So it's by association, people of God. God gives you an anointing because he wants you to be a help and take off the burden of the people like he did with Moses. He's giving you that anointing. He ain't giving you that anointing for yourself. And if you in KCI, he gave you that anointing to be a help to the leaders. For souls.
Amen.
For souls. He ain't giving it to you just for yourself. That's selfishness and that's pride.
Mm-hmm.
And pride always falls.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't giving it to you for yourself. If you really, really, if you really sold out for God, you ain't thinking about yourself. No way, you thinking about souls.
Amen.
How can I help Pastor? How can I help Pastor win these people over here?
Amen.
My God, Pastor got a burden to get a building. What can I do to help Pastor get this building or Apostle? Mm-hmm. What can I help Apostle do to get this building? How can I increase the level of people paying attention to this ministry? What can I do? Do I got to make a video of a testimony video to show how this ministry blessed me? Well, it ain't about me. I don't care how I look. I don't care what I feel. It's about God and what he want to do. So if my testimony, getting on a video, making it from my phone, going to encourage others to see the glory of God on this ministry, and so what? And I'm going to do it.
Amen. Amen.
But no, it's about me, though. I'm going to tell you something. If you called the pastor and you got that demonic and satanic spirit on you that is about you, when you step out, God going to send people just like you to you.
Amen.
And they got that same demonic and satanic spirit.
That's right.
God gives you an anointing to help take the burden off of the leader and for souls. Now, look at this. If the leader ever pass on, or the leader shall ever move on, then that foot or God shall ever push you out at this time for you to do the will of God, that full anointing shall fall upon you just like it did Elisha.
Mm-hmm. Man.
You got a lot of people, though. A lot of people that's puffed up when they start being used by God in the anointing. I know someone who was puffed up. We all do. His name was Lucifer. Lucifer seen a reflection. Understand this. If you read your Bible, you will know how God built Lucifer. God built Lucifer with pipes and jewels, onyx and rubies inside of him, precious jewels and pipes that have music flowing out of it. He was a beautiful angel.
Uh-huh.
And he stood right there face to face with God. And God's glory would come and reflect off of him. And when Lucifer seen that glory of reflection, he got puffed up and said, I'm anointed to sit on God's throne. It's all through the Bible. He said, I wanted to take God's place. The closest angel to God, Lucifer, big-headed and puffed up, wanted to take God's place. Hmm. And it's in the Bible. I'm giving you word today. Isaiah 14:13. He says, you said in your Isaiah 14:13, I like Isaiah. A lot of theologians call him the soft-spoken prophet. The soft-spoken prophet. If you didn't know that, do some research and study that up. Isaiah, very powerful. He even prophesied about the Messiah coming years and years and years before he came. Isaiah 14:13, you said in your heart, I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit above who? I will raise what? I will raise my throne. Above who? Above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of the assembly and on the utmost heights of the mount of Zaphar. Look at that. Pride.
Mm-hmm.
That spirit, the spirit of Absalom, first came from Lucifer. That spirit first came from Satan. What does the Bible say? 1 Timothy 3:6. See, we don't research our Bible. We don't study the Word. A lot of times we don't study the Word because we're lazy. But a lot of times we don't study the Word because we want to take out the good portions of the Word. But this right here is called deliverance preaching. It's going to deliver somebody to death. What does the Bible say? 1 Timothy 3:6. He must not be a new Christian. In the original version, say new convert. Or he may become what? 1 Timothy 3:6. He must not be a new Christian, or he may become arrogant like the devil and be condemned. Is that not your Bible?
Amen.
This ain't Andrew's doctrine. This is the word of God.
Yes.
A lot of people get used by God and then they start smelling themselves. You ever heard that growing up? Oh, he just smelling himself. He just smelling himself. A lot of people smelling themselves. God is trying to give you a warning so you won't crash and burn. Thinking that you are the chosen one. But I come to tell you, people of God, there's only one chosen one. He's only one that's chosen. He's only one that's chosen. His name is Messiah Jesus. Jesus is the one who appoints his leaders, and he assigns his sheep to follow those leaders. And the spirit of Absalom, comes to try to stop that. The spirit of Absalom comes to try to divide a church. The spirit of Absalom comes to try to divide a business or a company. Mm-hmm. The spirit of Absalom even comes to try to divide a family and set up his own position in his own kingdom to be over the rightful leader that God has called. I'm gonna read something real quick. Got a list right here. Absalom. These are some identifying characteristics of Absalom, people of God. Absalom is disloyal. Absalom is dishonorable. Absalom is sneaky. He lies like a serpent. Even in the beginning in the Garden of Eden, the devil was trying to overtake God. He was a serpent. He was sneaky, talking to Eve. Absalom lies. Absalom has a serpent mentality. Absalom is covetous. Absalom is title hungry. Absalom has the spirit of division, dividing the kingdom. Absalom wants to steal the people's heart. Absalom wants to take the rightful position that they're not called to, and they want to be in that position as king, or what they're not anointed for. Absalom, these are the characteristics of the spirit of Absalom. If Absalom don't stop, it's just like what happened to Jezebel. If Absalom don't stop, what will happen is this. 2 Samuel 18:14. This would have happened to that spirit if it don't stop, even in the New Testament. I'm not going to wait like this for you. This is Joab speaking. So he took 3 daggers and plunged them into Absalom's heart as he dangled still alive in the great tree. Read that one more time. I'm not going to wait like this for you. So he took 3 daggers and plunged them into Absalom's heart as he dangled, still alive, in the great tree. That's what happens to a spirit of Absalom. It always ends in judgment. You understood what happened to Jezebel? Say she fell from a roof, fell from the and when she fell down, exactly what was prophesied by through the prophet by God happened to her. It talks about how the dogs came and ate her up. That spirit always ends in judgment. The spirit of Absalom has to be exposed before it does too much damage to the church. God will always send judgment to that spirit unless it repents. The spirit of Absalom has to be destroyed before it destroys the church. Understand this. Many churches have been destroyed by the spirit of Absalom, many businesses and so forth. So you got to expose it by calling it out. You got to call that demon out. You got to call that spirit out through the preaching, through the teaching, even have a counseling session one-on-one. You got to expose that demon before it destroy the church. Many churches have been split. You got an anointed minister, or they think they anointed, and then they fill the hearts of the people and say, come on, follow after me. I was just at a pastor conference earlier this year, and what he got a pastor got a mega ministry. He said the closest family that was closest to him, they was best friends. They loved him. They trained him, taught him everything. They ended up filling the people's heart, took half of his church, went down the street, and started up another church.
My God.
That's the spirit of Absalom.
Jesus.
That's the spirit of Absalom. That is the demonic. That, I ain't even call it demonic. It's a difference from demonic and satanic. That is a satanic spirit. Satanic spirit. If you don't catch this satanic spirit quick enough, you can minimize the damage to your church, to your business, and to your family. Everybody want to be something, and that's okay. It's good to want to be used by God. You have to know your lane.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. It's a difference, and I want to say this too. I got to say this. The Spirit of the Living God is telling me to say this. A lot of people don't understand. It's a difference from pastoring a church and being an apostle over a church. I'm going to tell you how. Because what me and my wife do, God has called us to build churches and appoint pastors. And a true pastor is appointed by an apostle.
Amen.
But a true apostle builds up a church with his hands from the ground up. That's called mm-hmm. apostolic work, apostolic foundation. But if you're not called to build up a church, you're not called to go through the rhythm remote, you're not called to go through the building of a church where you got to deal with so much and half of the people don't even want to listen to you. You're not built for that. You're not built for the backbite. You're not built for the lies, and you still got to love and still got to build. It's different from building a church and having an already established church. I know pastors, real pastors, that took over churches because that's what they do. They call it the pastor and they appoint it. But an apostle, they build. They don't go and be appointed under no other man's vision.
Mm-hmm.
Apostle Paul said, I don't want to sit under another man's vision. I don't want to build. No, he said, I don't want to build upon another man's vision.
Teach it.
Another man's foundation. That's the proper word of it. That's what Apostle Paul said, because apostles, true apostles, they called to build foundation.
Yes.
But a pastor is appointed by an overseer. They call to sit their dictionary and teach and guard and protect the flock. They're not called to bounce from city to city and build up ministries and build up churches. That's true apostolic work.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
The Spirit of Absalom got people thinking that they called to do it when they really not. They got a residue of an anointing.
Hmm.
I thought my little girl, she liked to play softball. I pitched the softball to her. She hit it over the fence. Does that mean that she ready for the major leagues? She ready to be a professional? Just because she hit it over the fence? Just because you got some anointing and that anointing flows, it's the house anointing, the mantle falls down, don't mean that you are called to that office. And the Spirit of Absalom, the Spirit of Absalom will get you messed up. How you looking stupid?
Amen.
How you looking stupid? My God, help us, Lord.
Yeah.
Spirit of Absalom. People, God, I want all my KCI family to identify this spirit for when this spirit try to creep in. The Lord had me to preach this spirit. We done had it come before, and then I think Apostle April preached it out. No, that was Jezebel. Pretty much the same thing, just from a woman, more so feminine perspective.
Amen.
The Lord showed me that this spirit, the Lord told me we're in a dream. He showed us he's going to give us more people. Already more people have been joining, glory to God, even in the local area. And what we plant on the north side is really going to grow. More people are going to come. But the Lord, he wanted me to teach this so we can identify it before it happens, because there's going to be some Absalom spirits that come. But every true saint knows the voice of their leader.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yes.
What it say? Mm-hmm. My sheep know my voice. We know Jesus' voice, and Jesus speak through our leaders. So we know our leader's voice. If somebody's speaking something that's not similar to what your leader's speaking, don't follow it. What did Paul say? If somebody come to you preaching another gospel, run! Don't believe it.
Amen.
It's New Testament. Paul said, if someone coming to you preaching another gospel that we haven't preached to you, then you need to turn from them.
Hmm.
You know your leader's voice. And this right here is called apostolic structure, apostolic order, what I'm teaching you guys. Apostles come to bring order in the body.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for order.
Every true sheep know their leader voice, know their leader heart. I know some of the old mothers in the church used to keep the pastor lift up, keep the bishop lifted up. They used to have people come in the church house. Nigga, the old mothers be like, nah, child, we ain't doing that. That ain't what my bishop said. No, 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 no. That ain't coming in this house. We don't got too many of that these days.
My God.
Teach it. Half of us scared to even stand up and try to defend an apostle or prophet.
My God.
And that's shameful, too.
Yeah.
If you're scared to defend your leader, that's a shame on you.
That's right.
Because your leader defends you every day in the spirit.
Amen.
That's right.
And
that's
if
right.
you would in the natural, too.
Yes, they do.
Yep. Yes,
ma'am. Identify the spirit, people of God. Don't let this spirit penetrate. This spirit done penetrated Casey out twice. Maybe more than that. One time in Chicago, and it tried to rip my ministry in part, and it took a lot of members out. Our ministry grew very, very quick in Chicago. And then after that, the spirit of Jezebel came in and ripped a lot of it off. And then so God picked us up and told us to come here. And then the spirit creeped in and here a little bit. But the Lord was telling me, he said, start teaching the people about the spirit of Absalom and the spirit of Jezebel so that they can identify it. So when it comes, they won't allow it to attack their mind.
Amen.
Amen.
Real good. This is ministry. You're going to see some people come in the house and attack your apostle.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about physically with a knife, but slander. Try to steal your heart. Try to get you to follow them, which ain't nowhere. Half of them people in a desert place right now. Sitting at home, twiddling their thumbs, saying, what's next? And crying. They want you to be right there with them because misery loves company.
Yes,
come on now.
I tell people, don't let nobody pull you from your church because that ain't your life. Your life is not designed like they like. God has called you to a different pattern. He ain't called you to the same pattern. So you can say, well, I would say, okay, you boy, then go ahead. That ain't what I'm called to do. I'm called to sit here and serve the things of God.
Hallelujah.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.